since last June, where the Commission made its oral declaration at the Human Rights Council, we receive no sign of positive evolution of the situation in Burundi, in particular as far as the restriction to freedom, certain freedoms are concerned. We express some concerns concerning lots of allegations of violation of human rights, but also concerning the restriction of the political field and the exercise of freedom of expression, for example, of association. But we haven't received any signs of positive evolution. On the contrary, we have received some testimonies since June showing that there's a kind of the tendency that we have underlined in June is persisting. The signals that we have received through those testimonies are for us clear evidence that the situation is not improving since June.
But how can the expert of the Commission manage to work well in the absence of cooperation with Burundian authorities?
The Commission, actually, we don't have cooperation, as you just underlined. We could have worked better if we had access to the territory of Burundi, but we have managed to collect very large amount of testimonies, more than 470 testimonies, and collected not only in the neighboring countries of Burundi, but in other countries, but as well as in Burundi through our various sources. So we managed to conduct our activities in a rather effective way.
When you talk about reliable information, how can you collect them in the absence of access in Burundi? Is this an investigation only based on testimony of refugees?
Not only on refugees. As I mentioned, there are also people within the territory who are still in Burundi that we were able to hear through we have various means of communication, but the bulk of the witnesses are outside Burundi, of course, in the neighboring countries, but also in Europe.
Why it is important to consider all human rights violation in Burundi and how this work of the Commission can be useful in the fight against impunity?
But this is very important for a Commission to collect information. First, on the basis of our conclusions and recommendation, it will allow the government to take positive action. But of course, the action cannot be positive in the absence of an independent and impartial judicial system. So it's up to the government of Burundi to take action and to strengthen its judicial system. But also, in the absence of an independent and impartial judicial, municipal judicial system in Burundi, the work of the Commission is paving the way to the work of an institution like the International Criminal Court, which can base its jurisdiction on the fact that Burundi has ratified the Rome Statute, even if it has notified its intention to withdraw with an effective date of 27th of October 2017.